It is press conference extra. Neil Atkinson sitting in for Andy Heaton in terms of hosting duties, and Adam Smith sitting in for Neil Atkinson in terms of being on it. We've also got Neil Jones. At least there's one consistent amongst our party as we reflect on Jürgen's press conference before the game against Brentford, which is 12:30 tomorrow morning. So a tight turnaround for everyone concerned. But it hasn't been a tight week. I thought it was... Often when he comes to these, he almost acts at times like he's not really seen the team much recently. Neil, I'm going to watch the video in a bit. Stop asking me these questions is sometimes his vibe. It was the opposite in this one. He was, you know, prepared to be very open about... He's been thinking a lot about Brentford, I think it's fair to say. He talks about the set pieces, but he goes out of his way to say it's not just set pieces, it's turnovers, it's other bits and pieces that they do. I think it's about as tactical as we've seen him be for a while, this one.
Yeah, probably there's a few teams that you'd want the clear week for. And probably Brentford in that mix, Andy. Probably Brighton would be in there, outside of the top teams, I suppose. I thought it was interesting. We were just joking there, weren't we? But the reference to Ivan Toney, and he said, you know, you don't know whether to go and try and win the ball. And if you do, he goes on the floor and you get a free kick and scores free kicks. And if you don't, you can flick the ball through and they're in on goal. And I know it was quite interesting because managers are just like this, aren't they? You know, they always complain about sort of, oh, you never asked me about the other team. But as soon as someone sort of asks a question about it, he goes, well, that's not really like that. And, you know, he just dismisses it. I think someone asked him about playing two up front. He said they're quite unusual, Andy, and that they play two up front. He said, well, not that unusual, you know. And then he referenced Conor Gallagher for Chelsea. And he thought, that's not the same. Not the same as Toney and Mopay. But yeah, I think he knows, doesn't he? And if he didn't, he only has to look at the last two visits there, that he knows that Liverpool have conceded three each time they've been to Brentford. Not many teams score three against Liverpool, full stop. Brentford have done it twice in this fixture. So he knows that it's a game that Liverpool have to be better than they've been starting a lot of other games this season, and certainly better than they were in the first half against Burnley, better than they were in the first half against Arsenal, and ready to go.